We're reading from Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
以弗所书五章三十一到三十二节，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指的基督和教会说的。
And from Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 4, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son." He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, "Tell those who've been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet."
耶稣又用比喻对他们说，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那些被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来赴席。
Merry Christmas.
大家圣诞快乐。
The two passages that were just read to us may seem like very strange choices to have on Christmas morning.
我们刚才读的这两段经文在圣诞节的早晨呢，可能有点奇怪。
You're wondering, where are Mary and Joseph?
我的意思说，玛丽和约瑟哪里去了
？Where is the stable in the manger?
马槽之类的都没有吗
？Where are the shepherds? Where are the angels? Where are the wise men?
而牧羊人、天使还有东方博士都没有吗
？Where is evil King Herod？
这个坏蛋希律王呢
？Instead, we've got two passages about a wedding。
只有关于这个婚姻的两段。
But stop and think about it. Isn't it true to say that Christmas Day is essentially the beginning of a cosmic love story, culminating in a great wedding banquet？
但是想想看哈，那么圣诞节不就是一个爱情的故事，最后的结局是一场婚礼吗
？And isn't why that why Jesus was born in Bethlehem？
那么耶稣不就是为此出生在伯利恒吗
？Isn't that the reason he came down from heaven for the specific purpose of getting married？
这不就是为什么他从天降临，为此结局而来吗？
And wasn't that his father's plan from before the creation of the world, that his son should eventually come down and find his bride here on earth?
那么这个不就是天父在创世之前的计划，他的儿子找到他的新娘在地上吗？
His bride, of course, would be the church, made up of ordinary people from every nation, every race, every tribe, every tongue, people just like you and me.
他的新娘就是教会，不同的国家、种族、语言的人们，就像你和我一样。
And that's why Jesus was born in the provincial town of Bethlehem and not in the capital city of Jerusalem.
这就是为什么耶稣出生在一个小镇，而不是在首都耶路撒冷。
And that's why Jesus was born in economic hardship and not in wealth.
这就是为什么耶稣是个穷人，而不是富豪。
And that's why Jesus grew up.The son of a humble carpenter, and not the son of royalty.
就是为什么耶稣生在一个木匠的家，而不是在宫廷里面。
For this is where his bride would be found, here, amongst the ordinary, the humble folk of this world, amongst the broken and the hurting, amongst the poor and the lonely, amongst those people who felt a deep need for God's mercy and forgiveness.
因为他新娘的缘故，我们这个教会是由普通的人组成，平凡的人们，是破碎的，甚至是受伤的人们，贫穷、 孤独的人们，需要上帝的恩典和原谅的人们。
This was the bride for whom Christ was born.
耶稣就是为此而来。
This was the bride for whom he came to earth.
为这个新娘而来到世上。
But of course, three things had to happen before Jesus could get married.
但在他的婚礼之前，还有三个事情需要发生。
First, he had to become a man.
首先呢，他要成为一个人。
And that's the whole reason for his incarnation.
那么这个就是所谓的道成肉身。
There was no other way for him to become one of us except through birth.
除了出生，没有任何其他的办法让他能够成为我们当中的一员。
And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
因此耶稣生在伯利恒。
He was born to be the perfect bridegroom.
他成为一个完美的新郎。
Second, Jesus had to find his bride.
第二呢，他必须要找到新娘。
And so when Jesus turned 30 years old, he started searching, calling for her.
在他30岁的时候呢，他开始这个寻找。
And after 3 years, he found her, but not all of her.
三年之后找到了，但并不是全部。
The search still continues today.
今天他仍然在寻找。
The bride of Christ is still in the process of being found.
基督的新娘还没有完全找到。
As yet, she is incomplete.
可以说她还不完全。
The third thing that Jesus must do before he gets married is to get his bride ready.
第三件事情是在婚礼前，耶稣要预备好他的新娘。
That may sound a bit chauvinistic to you, but please look past the questions of gender here.
听起来有点大男子主义，但是呢，请忽略性别。
So the Bible uses the image of marriage to describe the most intimate desire that Jesus has for his church.
圣经用婚礼来形容耶稣和教会一种亲密的关系。
And that's what's on view when it says that he is getting his bride ready.
这就是耶稣要预备他的新娘的意思。
This is why he died.
他也是为这个原因而死。
His death took away her sins. His blood made her pure.
他的死呢，去掉教会的罪，他的血洁净了教会。
It prepared her for marriage with the Lord and Creator of the universe.
也是为和这个上帝宇宙创造者的这个婚礼而预备。
As verse 27 states, Jesus gave his life for her that he might present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
那么以弗所书五章二十七节这样说，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
My daughter's getting married next year.
爸爸讲她的女儿明年要结婚。
Everyone loves a wedding, particularly the moment when the bride comes down the aisle.
大家都喜欢参加婚礼，特别是当新娘步入会场的一刻。
Every eye is on her because she has prepared herself for her groom.
每个人的目光注视着她，因为她为新郎预备好了自己。
She has made the choice to become one in union with her groom.
她愿意与新郎结合。
It's no wonder this is the final picture of the book of Revelation. As the church, the New Jerusalem, comes down from heaven as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这个是启示录所给我们描绘的最后画面。教会是新的耶路撒冷，从天而降，为新郎穿着美丽的衣服。
On that day, the glorious reunion of heaven and earth and of all creation, what Paul talks so much about in Ephesians, will finally be complete.
在那一刻，天和地所有的这个受造物可以荣耀地团结在一起。这个是保罗在以弗所书里面着重强调的。
On that day, the groaning of creation will finally cease on the occasion of the Lamb's wedding.For the bride has made herself ready, and the wedding gown she wears is the righteousness of the saints.
在 那个时候全地的苦难终止在羔羊的婚礼上，当新娘预备好穿着的婚纱叫做圣洁公义的众圣徒。
Can you see that's why we celebrate Christmas?
这个就是为什么我们庆祝圣诞。
For this was and has always been the ultimate reason for Christ's birth.
这个就是为什么耶稣要出生。
He came down from heaven for you, for me, to make us his beautiful bride.
为了你和我从天而降，把教会变成他美丽的新娘。
Would you please stand as we declare our faith by saying together the Apostles' Creed?